possible, only believe.
God bless you, Brato, and God bless you, everybody. Come forward, please. It doesn't matter whether it's raining or not, some people will still come to church, and God richly bless you. So I believe that sometimes when the services are this way, that's when God decides to visit his children.
Amen.
The youth choir have all night tonight, and I believe that's why I'm even surprised that Ato is here, because they are supposed to be sleeping and resting and coming for the all night.
Amen. Kwa for no ASO mobile all night in tea. Emo, I say, if you no more cry away and tell me.
Amen. Now you see this huge fire. This fire, I did it in Canada so many years ago.
When
Brother Harold Hildebrandt was still alive and his secretary, Sister Elaine, was still there.
Emmanuel Howard, that's what he has in the secretary, Sister Elaine, that's what she won.
Message had been computerized, so
Sabre
you could have access to things. And I had them, had her to run course on fear, the spirit of fear. So this is, all these are quotations from the prophet concerning that dangerous spirit called spirit of fear.
Amen. Satan, when you go on the phone, can send me a good abeful feed, yes, in tea. Or money, a friend is saying, a church tree.
I asked her to do it for me, and she ran it, and that's how big it is.
So for say on one exchange, they say on your manu, and why a manu? To which I said, the nekaka kasi etia.
Brother Branham had a lot to say on that spirit. I've preached it from time to time.
So di for Branham or BP can ever sound home home no, no be koso akano a brainy brown.
And that's every time. The prophet came on the platform. He was often introduced with the song that you just sang. Only fear not, little flock, then only believe. In other words, faith, fear, is the opposite of faith.
Amen. Adebi onyanko pondi for beba for ebu chiano. Enyume e tu ye eno mo mo de jenita. No ane se ye na ye benya jidi e onyanko pom. No ane se amen.
So shall we bow our heads and pray one more time
to talk to the Lord?
And I'm approaching that spirit once again. Heavenly Father, you are such a great God that if we have a revelation of your power, we will not fear the enemy. So I pray tonight that you come among us, those who have gone through the rain to come, and those who will be listening to this sermon later or sometime. May the Holy Spirit take control. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness and every one of us, and speak to our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We know this scripture, 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. The Bible clearly shows that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. So, fear is a spirit.
Bible can with Timothy, Timothy. Timothy woman I told you eti bako moon say if we say o nyango pon ama ye hunhunhun dem mum ahoden ene odo ene adwenbetie de amen.
Many times the Lord Jesus questioned the disciples, why did you fear? Especially in Mark chapter 5, verse 36, and Mark chapter 6, and verse 50. Let's read these scriptures and take our seats, and we'll keep on standing.
Amen. Mark chapter 5, verse 36.
As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Hallelujah. You know how his daughter was dying and they had called the Lord Jesus on the scene, and this woman bleeding, 12 years bleeding, and everybody, well, they were interfering with Jesus. But he turned around, they came and told him, don't worry the master anymore. Your daughter is already dead, so forget about it. Jesus heard the words and he turned around and he said, be not afraid.
Amen.
Only believe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray tonight that the Lord will anoint our faith.
Brother
Moses, is that you there? I have blurry eyes now. Things are... Well, you're welcome.
Amen.
I didn't... Well, our precious brother is a servant of the Lord. Evening Light Tabernacle took over from Brother Nebuatin and be pressing the battle and just paid a very quick visit. I'll be going back to Tema tomorrow and God willing. That's our precious Pastor Moses Duka.
You know, very many a radio qua a war evening light tabernacle or no, and our baby Jane Muma, you Moses. See, or Baba Shry, a Britia be more.
Oh, no, yeah, brother.
Oh, no, yeah, Unia Moses.
Now, what baby see, you have so for penny than a boatia, queer at in China name with them.
Amen.
A Israel, papa.
Amen.
And them see.
Amen.
So, in Mark chapter 4, verse 40, you can write these scriptures down. Mark chapter 4, verse 40.
Mark 5:36
is what we read.
Mark 4:40.
Jesus said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Amen.
Amen. Makwa sempa iti na inyimu eduana yano. Na ose wanse, ade inti na muye enhufu ose, ade inti na mu nijidie. Amen.
Amen. And also Mark 5, Mark 6 and verse 50.
Mark 6 and verse 50. Inyimu eduana yano.
Mark 6 and verse 50. For they all saw him and were troubled. Immediately he talked with them and said unto them, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. You remember Jesus, after he had fed 5,000, he dismissed the disciples to cross over. As he dismissed the people,
Ebekai Ebrahim Eradi Yesu Christo Emma Enimpa Empimunum Eduane no Uwe no Ojan Krofuku no kwaina okachere esuanfonze omuntwa enko ensue na gano ho.
While they were paddling along, there was a storm on the sea.
Ebrana ehum ehi ehia won ewo epono so no.
Jesus went at midnight walking on the sea towards them, and they were screaming on top of their voices that it was a ghost.
Ewurade Yesu Kristo anadwo da suo mu no ebra na ehum ehia esuafo no ewo pono so no ofa epona ni ehia won ewo pono so na ebra omuhu se oba no omususu se ebia eyesaman enti omudi ne kese etiatie.
When they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and they cried out. That's when he went ahead and he said in verse 50, for they all saw him and were troubled. Immediately he talked with them, said unto them, be of good cheer.
Amen.
It is I.
Amen.
Be not afraid.
Amen. In yimu makwas and patis yen yimodu anain and chrono. Na ohuno no se onam epo enino. Osusu se eye osaman na otiatiemu na wonyina hunu no no na won akum na won akumatui na entemara woni won kasai na ose won se moma mo bontom yem mia munsuro. Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless you. Take your seats.
My to
continue with the word of the living God. God gave very specific instructions to the children of Israel, the Old Testament, when they were going to war.
Ebra Israel man ekọ osa ewo apam dada mu no no. Onyankopon emma won ahyede anase enhyehyeye bi.
In the book of Judges,
atimufu onguma no,
chapter 7 and verse 3. Just before they set forth to go to war, this is what they were supposed to do. Now, therefore, go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. This was when Gideon was going to face the enemies of Israel.
We yebra na Gideon ekwakoshia Israel atamfono atemufongoma etinson yimumiensano. Enti afi ma onpae no oman no asumu se ye osuro na na kumatuo no nsan na chi.
There were so many people that came forward to be fighting, but God said no, there are too many, otherwise the people will feel that they have defeated the enemy because of their might.
Ebra na omokwa kosia atamfo no nipa ne ye bebrebe enu ti onyankopon ka se da bi oman no edos wana se akofo no dosro do anya saa na so mu kodi nkunim a omo beka se omo dodo nti ana omo ho odi nti e na omo di nkunim.
So he told the priest to go and announce that those that are fearful, those who are fearful, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead.
Ano ti oka kire asofo no se onko pai mu mu oman na so mu kire won se nye osuro na na kuma etuo no onsane na chi every bepo Gilead ho ensan kofi.
And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many, bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there, and it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go.
Eyimu na eno na Awurade ka kire Gideon se oma no da so do so fa won sa ne ko asuo no ho na meyi won mu mama wo ho na emra se ye mese wo se oyi ne won ko no ono na one won kro na obiara mese wo se oyi ne won ko no onko.
The
Amen.
People were about, I think, 120,000 and 22,000 left and so on. And God said, they are still too many. Let them go and drink. Take them to the riverside. Let them rain. Some will be drinking a certain way. Others will be drinking a certain way. So it narrowed down to, I think, 32,000. And said, now you can go with this. And they were not the ones that were looking good, more looking like warriors. They were the ones like all the weaklings amongst them. God said, these are the ones that will go. Why? In order that they will not depend on their own ability,
amen,
but they will draw from God's ability.
Hallelujah. Na onipa no anase nipakuo no ye empem wa headio no. E na onyankopon ehye Gideon ehye won kwankra obefa so a obeyiyi won mu ama won so atie. Etu oyiyi mu ama eso te ba empem aduasa mienu. E na onyankopon ka se aha, se nipakuo we na fa won kọ okun no. Na so ohye won na ohye won nipadua wo digina ho a na omo nse akofo. Na omo mre e wo won honam mu. Ẹnu ti onyankopon ka se an e wom se omo omre de na so omo an ka se na mde omba ko sana na makwa ko dim kunim na ma se me ho animo nyamo wo mo.
And I said the reason why God allowed the weaklings, the one that who appeared to be weaklings in the sight of man, was because God doesn't want people that would depend on their own ability,
amen,
but people that would depend on God's ability alone.
Cynthia onyankopon e ma ofa won na wo hwe won honam fam na omre no ene se sebeye na omo kodi nkunim a omo fa omo ho nto omo an so se bia omo ho odi nti e na ama omo di nkunim na ebo omo do omo beto onyankopon so se ono mo me na nan no so ama ho tinye di nkunim.
Amen.
Amen.
Every time God's glory is manifested in the presence of man, naturally men get frightened.
Abre biara onyankopon enimpa ebedeedie ewo onipa enim no honam fam no onipa ebo ho.
For this flesh is limited because of sin and weaknesses. So there's a contention between the spirit and the flesh. The spirit of fear is operating in the flesh, but the spirit of faith operates in the heart of the believer. Spirit of faith. So if you depend on the five senses, you are going to fail. But if you depend on the sense of faith, which operates in the heart, you are going to win.
The sense is all the one to honam famu atinka enumisua. Ubedin kugu. Nesawodo hon to hon famu atinka etosun siya enumi didi enusu dia. Eno enabema wadin kuni.
Faith is our victory.
Didiye
enumi kunim die. Or unbelief or fear is our defeat. Any people you find in this Bible that ever overcame the enemy, they operated under the dimension of faith. The very first time being afraid of fear was mentioned was after the fall.
Ebra edi kan ya o kan say ehun ti man suro no eye afiase na chi.
I am told that be not afraid appears 365 times in the Bible.
Mati say man suro sa kasefua no chokun kwim no wa chro no ahasa eduosie no.
There are 365 days in a normal year.
And
if being not afraid appears 365 times, it means every day you wake up, tell yourself, be not afraid.
So when
sin came into man's life, and Jehovah was normally coming, was coming to visit his children in the cool of the
day.
As soon as Adam and his wife heard of God's presence, they hid themselves.
Adam and
they hid themselves under the actual trees in the Garden of Eden. The trees in the Garden of Eden. Then Jehovah God came, not asking of the woman, asking of Adam, where are
you?
God will hold you responsible Or a man will always answer for his wife at the day of judgment.
How
many know that? That's why women also are supposed to be obedient and subject to their husbands. But they will answer for you at the day of judgment.
In the
same way, the servants of God will be answering for their congregations at the day of judgment. That's why God commands you to submit to those who have the rule over you.
One
of the positive signs of leadership is a spirit of boldness, spirit of faith that brings boldness.
I can hear home century barkwa a yen century pa any homa a ye a kuko draw home.
In the military, they always choose captains that are boldness, not cowards.
Asrafu jumemuno, emre nyina wa sangine a oda dom nane no. Omu yi obi a owa kokoduro, na emom nya obi a oyehu.
So the Spirit of God ministers faith unto God's children regardless of what they go through.
Enunti onyankopon honhom edigidie ene man onyankopon ma emfa ho ne ne omo famu nyina.
When Moses died and Joshua took over,
Abraham Moses ewu ye na Joshua ebabe di oman ne.
They had crossed Jordan and entered the promised land.
No mucha Jordan ewura abosasase no so.
And Joshua was dividing up the land amongst the 12 tribes. 2.5 tribes had theirs. The remaining tribes at the other side, he was dividing the land amongst them.
Abraham na Joshua ebabeche asase no e dia ma Israel busuakuo du mienu na busuakuo mienu ene fa e di nkan enya won de dada e wo Jordan eja no na aka busuakuo a enkro ne fa na e wani mu a na no so no obabeche asase na.
There appeared an 85-year-old man called Caleb, who was the body of Joshua.
E ho ena obereme bia no nya mfie e de wotwe num epue ya na ofre ne Caleb an oka Joshua ho e ma wo kosra asase.
I believe his story is in Judges chapter 14. He came up before Joshua, and this is what Joshua chapter 14, excuse me, not Judges, Joshua chapter 14. He came right before Joshua, and this is what he said. Now behold, verse 10, Joshua 14, verse 10 down. Now behold, the Lord has kept me alive as he said. These 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I'm this day 85 years, that's 85 years. I like this thing that Caleb said here. I'm sure you'll love it too.
Say,
read that verse, verse 10.
Joshua etidu na inyimu duno. Na afeyushe, eradia mamatina se sedye okaye no. Infrisia ebiana enumui. Ifri brea, eradika asemi ichre, mosi, ebra na Israel nam estresu ono. Na afeyushe, ene, medi infrisia edyo wachinu.
Amen.
Amen.
As yet I'm as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me.
Amen.
As my strength was then, even so is my strength now.
Amen.
For war, both to go out and to come in.
Amen.
Now therefore, give me this mountain.
Amen.
Whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be, the Lord will be with me.
Amen.
Then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Joshua blessed him.
Amen.
And gave him, and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for an inheritance.
Amen. Enyimudu ba kono. Medaso mi wo ahoden eneyara. Sɛdeɛ na metie ɛda Moses sumaa me no. Sɛdeɛ ma hoɔden tie ɛda no. Sara ɛna tie ɛnɛ. Ɛnɛ ma ɔko ɛne adifire ɛne emuba. Na afei fabipo yi a ɛwrade ka ho asɛm no ma me.
Ɔsɔmfa de ma no. Bali ana flatland.
People.
Ɔma ne de people. Aha.
If we say ɛda no ara wote sɛ Anakfoɔ ɛne nkuro akɛseɛ a wɔateto ho fasuo wɔ hɔ.
Anakfoɔ no yɛ giants ankasa bra ne a obi ahwɛ na na wabɔ hu na wodwane. Wɔse ɛhɔ na saafoɔ no kyeɛ ɛhɔ nso na fama me.
Ebi a Awurade bɛdi m'akyi na mɛto wɔn sɛdeɛ Awurade kaeɛ no. Na Yosua hyiraa no na ɔde Hebron ɛma Yefune ba Caleb sɛ n'agyapadeɛ. Amen.
I like the faith of Caleb.
Me pe Caleb jidie a wonya aye no pa.
It was a cumulative faith.
Na ye jidie a na emu eto.
That faith had built up from all the way from Egypt.
Jidie a wodi free Mizraim asase so.
Only Joshua and Caleb began in Egypt and were still alive at that time. Only just two of them. Everybody else had died.
And yeah, Joshua, any Caleb, pe any shall see free Mizraim. Omubetru boshe asa asenoswa.
And all the great and mighty things that Jehovah had done in the past, he was a witness of all of those ones.
Na Caleb, eya odansini, ewo yehu anyankupon, enyoma akesia, na waye ewo Israel eniswo nyina.
And now he had come to this place.
How
Jehovah rained manna from the sky.
How
he gave them water from the smitten rock.
How the
walls of Jericho collapsed. How the Lord had opened up the Red Sea and built walls with water, left and right. And they walked through dry land within a short period.
Sadia when young coupon a ball crying a portico a tow a pococomo now or this you a year first your ma Israel money in a firm a chai.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the great things how on Mount Sinai Jehovah God thundered and the whole place shook up and there was the voice of the thunder and all the things that wow he remembered.
Okay, send ye who and Yankupon, a bar, send I be possible, not be porn, a was one, and you see any oja, any a pran, any a grada, and a bubomo.
He remember how 250 nobles amongst the children of Israel were the earth opened his mouth and swallowed them because of rebellion against leadership.
Okay, a tia TNT, send ye, a new pebbitia, tia, tia, and peninia, and the Israel, my name, na a new power, a hyanu, a duonum.
They remembered all of those things. He also remembered how the Lord would not even let Moses go in because he spoke unadvisedly with his lips and did something opposite to what God said he should do.
Na osanso kai said the Onyankopon ama Mose kwan ama na anko hunu boshe asase no ni nyina ne say de na Onyankopon aka no Moses so kan asemfofro ana ni de Onyankopon aka
God told him to speak to the smitten rock and he went and smote it with the rock.
Onyankopon ka chere Moses say onko ka sanchre obotan no na so okoya ode aba ene kobo obotan.
The rock had been smitten the first time and will not supposed to be smitten the second time.
Now, what didn't Kaya bo or Botano, a bra, Eddie Kanti, then you can say or sign Bono de Tosum.
See, if it were you and I, we would say, oh, Moses, you have done so much for me. It doesn't matter whether you did this one right or wrong. It doesn't matter, you know. But every word of God matters to Jehovah.
Amen. Sena Yaminu, me and one, Kabia, Becca, Moses, say, and your man, why you know, we and a kama. It is a walk from Wake to a Bidia and your Brasinoco. Now, so on Yanko Ponsem Biara and Hunian.
But through the eyes of a prophet, we understand how serious that what Moses did was.
O Difo and Isodia, Onyantia, Sienna, the Mose, a Yoyano, now is Moose, SCL, Drew, Esifa.
Why was God so angry? First Corinthians chapter 10 says that rock was Christ. And the rod of Moses was the judgment rod of God. So when he first smote the rock, it was like when Christ was smitten on Calvary.
So he
gave out the waters of redemption, the blood.
Except
you drink, you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life in you, he said. Did he say that? Alright. So, for Moses, after he was first smitten, it's like when Christ was first crucified, for people to also enact another crucifixion ceremony, it means you are disregarding the first crucifixion. You get it? It was a very serious offense. In other words, one Calvary is not enough. Every day, Christ must die again.
And unti ebra mose ebo edebo pumano ebo botan no ebra edikan no na etse Christo Yesu a obo no ewo Calvary ho and unti na ehu hia se obese akwa Calvary emprenu so ekoye sa na ekwa akoye se Calvary na okoye ba akope no ehu hia enimu etwa se ebra bia no osan kofofro ekofofro ekofofro.
According to Hebrews chapter 10, I believe verse 14, the Bible says, by one sacrifice, he has perfected forever them that are sanctified.
Amen. Send a Hebrew for Oma, eti Edunyi mundu na ene ekan. Osi onam aforia oboye ba akupe so, ati asori for a waban hunyi na preokupe.
For by one offering, he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. So you don't need another offering, another. So the first time he smote the rock was like the first time Christ died. After that, you speak to him. You don't kill him again.
Amen. And unti ebra wade bo pumano bo botai no. Eti se Christo Yesu ah obo no ewo Calvary asenu ano so. And unti wade kani abone wye e nyaso obasa abone di atosu mienu di uhiyane se afya wabono no obe kasa achireno.
I sit down there and get revelation of what that means. It means that all our victory is based on that all-sufficient sacrifice at Calvary.
Etrese. Se wunye di ye ewa di ye ke imuwa. Nye chire nina ane se. Nye Christo Yesu eba be ye ye wa Calvary asenu ya nosono. Enu mu ene ye kuni mdiye nina ewa.
We must draw from that finished work at Calvary and that alone. That is all sufficient for all time, all needs.
Amen. Yeah, here you know. Sa aforia na Christo Yesu eba born wa Calvary asenu ya nosono. Enu ena nye ye here you know. Efrimu eba enuti enumu ena wasi enya ye bibia edifri.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Caleb had faith
in the
promises of the living God. Like David.
Said David.
Think of David standing before 9 feet 9 inch tall giant who was a warrior, had a history of warfare. Goliath.
Abrantiwa David. Ah, we did not occur Goliath. Ah, we are an amount and crown, any a chipo and crown any.
Was he afraid?
No.
Why wasn't he afraid?
I didn't know.
He had been trained in the wilderness by
Jehovah.
When the bear came and stole one of the sheep, he chased it, killed it, and drew out the sheep. God was preparing him for Goliath. So God raised the standard again. From a bear to a lion. Then his faith lifted up and met the challenge.
The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise a standard against him. So God raised a standard and he killed the lion. So when he met Goliath, he remembered the God of Israel. So today, I'm going to give your flesh to the fowls of the air. The children of Israel were like cowards. But they were looking at the height and experience of Goliath. But David said, you are coming to me in the name of your God. But I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord God of Israel. So if you know the God that you are serving, you will never be afraid of the opposition. Because God is always way above everything that the opposition can bring. He who came from above is above all.
Crossing your menu now.
Is that right?
Amen.
And because he's above all,
he says, "Or crossing your menu."
And he's the one with you.
Now, oh yeah, oh no, na oka unhono.
Fear not.
It's true.
Says, fear not.
That's true.
So, Caleb was not afraid.
Na Caleb, it's true.
Just as David was not afraid.
Send another with his soon.
It was David's faith in the living God that killed Goliath.
David Gidea na wo onyankopɔ tiasefo no mu no ene kum Goliath.
But what brings fear is when you tend to look at the history and look at the circumstance and allow your five senses to dictate to you, that's when you go down.
Yeah, ade ehu eba ene se ebra wo besase ade wo ho ato ankasa watin kaso na wo hwe apakwasam bia asie no. Now, Fadia, one man who can and no and a mouse as he edim kugu.
You remember what King Saul told David?
Yekaidia or Hene Saul, Ekatre
David. David said, who is that uncircumcised Philistine that is blaspheming the living God?
David Kasse, why any Philistine name of Rotunia or can Abusosem agree young upon
his children got so angry with him. So you think it is a kiss that I gather here. Come and see King Saul now like a dead man pretending to be sick. I can imagine the King Saul. This Goliath, you are very lucky. If I were not ill, you see what I would have done to you. At that time, everybody pretended to have an excuse for not facing Goliath.
Samreno obia enyanyi ya no ahoro sebe ye na onko nko jina Goliath enim enuti David wono ankasa ninu anom abufu no eka tro ene se uka se aha eye nkwala agro ene e ba bedi no ha
ehwe
na na Saul se wono krampo no wabo hu.
He said, do you know why God brought me here at such a time as this?
David ka se wonim se ntia onyankopon ede me ba ha se bre bi ate se mu ana.
And then he started narrating the history of spiritual warfare.
Ena o sha se se all born kasia e fa honhun mu okun hu.
Amen.
Amen.
Then the king gave him his armor and all that. If you are armor can do it, why didn't you put it on and face Goliath?
Eno ena o hene no pese odina kotade no ema David ede se na se wonim se wakotade no ebetimi amoye di nkonim dia ade na wo fa nhye na wo kogina Goliath.
They tried it on. He said, I'm not used to this kind of thing.
David did say yen na emu odu sine no ntwa ka se menso bi dia te se menhwe da.
Just be yourself.
Senia wotie no yesara.
Go and wear some Saul's garment.
E kwonko she.
You are not Saul. Be yourself. Stay with the training Jehovah himself has given you. Don't let nobody talk you into something else. Stay with the revealed word of our day. And the Lord God of William Branham, the Lord God of Elijah will stand by you. Fear not. No matter what he said and how the doctor said it and who said what. All things are possible to them that believe. So he said, fear not. I remember in the days of Nehemiah when they were reconstructing Jerusalem wall and all the others. There was this guy called Tobias and Sambalat and all those people trying to frighten him.
Now, Emery may be a while for one to buy any sambal at any of Phobia. Now, a person will ye 1 hour year to money.
He went secretly and spied out the work that was needed to be done.
Omuya won home, a quarter share, a jumana, and that was a way.
Nehemiah knew what all of us ought to know.
Now, Nehemiah, any senior, won't you know, and what's a way?
The prophet of God has warned us. If you are doing anything, keep it silent and show the results. As soon as you mention it, the devil will hear it and start destroying it. So Jeremiah and Nehemiah and his neighbors went at night and they built and they built. And Sambalat and Tobias and all those enemies sent for him and said, meet me in the temple. I have an important message for you. He said, I'm not going to meet nobody anywhere. I have a more important job at hand. And I will not stop what I'm doing for my God and attend to your whatever you are asking me to do. I have no time. They tried to put fear on him. And that is the devil's strongest quiver in his arrow in his quiver, rather.
Now,
devil's arrow in his quiver. Putting fear on you. If the devil can put fear on you, he has defeated you. But if you can stand on the authority of God's word and boldly face the enemy, God will not fail you. How many believe that God never fails his children? Amen.
Amen.
I like the Methodist hymn, stand up for Jesus.
Sorry,
the
sorry,
soldiers of the cross. I like that. God cannot use cowards. God wants you to stand boldly for him and stand on his word. And pronounce the devil's destiny even before you begin the fight. David told Goliath what his end was going to be before he even swung the first stone. God wants you tonight to come out boldly because, hey, the message has a history of victory over every demon.
Amen.
And every circumstance.
Amen.
Our message is not for cowards. We are not following cunningly devised fables of men. We are following a vindicated, proven, validated word of the living God.
But
you can look into the entire Bible and you realize that before anybody could have victory over any adverse circumstance, they had to come by faith.
Now, ansana woni pe biara a wotro kunkrun mu di dwuma biara na wo ye nkonim di fo no wo de gidie ene timi gina ye edi nkonim.
For example, our father Abraham.
Ehwesodie baako ene ye naja Abraham.
Genesis 22.
Moses mu me
take your only son, your only son that you love, Isaac, and sacrifice him on my Moriah for me.
Onyankopɔ ka twɛn sɛ ɔmfa ne dɔba kro a wɔdɔ no a ne din ne Isaac no ɛmfa nkɔ Moriah bepɔ so ɛnkɔ bɔ afɔre
ɔhyɛ. Jehovah had told him earlier on that through your seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed.
And so I know Yangopo didn't care catch when I say, and I'm not sif ni so and we are seeing in a obeshrawan.
So if I'm to sacrifice Isaac and Isaac dies, that will revoke that covenant.
And don't see a beer Abraham by Genesis says, and you made Isaac a cobalt for real, and I said, oh, would ya? And you're not a pamana at the horn.
But he believed that God cannot revoke his covenant. God will not break his covenant. Therefore, even if he offered up Isaac, God is able to restore him in
Amen.
Order for that covenant to be fulfilled.
Amen. That's the sense is simple or the Isaac echo bar for real. That's a wumpa. Sabayana a pamna at that honor besementi. Onyakubo bet me a saying, Yana no ama pamna shema.
It is by that faith in the promises of the living God that he was totally sold out, was going to kill Isaac. He drew the knife, had tied him and laid him on the firewood. He drew the knife. The Lord said, Abraham. Lay not your hand on the lad. By this I know you love me. And blessing, I'll bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, I did a no war a won yango bombosa was share no muntino. And our fine bano as the course I'll be pono so at the training sa as so and yina ye bibiara at chin is can say or the babu kuni bano at the number sa was share for reno and no one yango pong is sunny and walk at say Abraham. I feel pad bamusa what dummy. The sons are what dominant, you know. My coming home time says, Shra and a Mishra.
Unbelief, the spirit of doubt, has been the bane, that's the weakness of humanity.
Spirit of doubt.
In Isaiah 51 and verse 12, Jehovah God is asking this question. You can write that down and read the whole chapter back. Isaiah 51 and verse 12. Jehovah is asking, I am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the Son of Man which shall be made as grass, and forgetteth the Lord thy Maker, that have stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and have feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor? Jehovah God is asking the children of Israel these questions.
Read it for us. Amen.
What does it say? Pastor Subu say, "Rather say me no wretch chiefu."
Why ni wo? Ena usro odaseni a uwo eni nipaba aye no se yura.
Can be a question. Why eni wo?
Why
na usro odaseni a uwo? Why na usro odaseni a wade?
Uwo.
Otumi wo nyango pon uwo ba ku asori wati aso ungu biyo. Besides, why now so the Sanya O woo?
Any only papa, why yen say, Ura?
Ah, was it Nipa again? Eh, Ura, now who's wrong, Ura? Why knew I was so Nipa the Sanya? O woo, now why Ura, Ura?
Now, Ure, a free, a rade, ah, or ye woo.
Oh, my.
Now, or tre, or sumu. na ɔhyɛ asase ase no na ɔho popo daada nyinaa ahodwamfoɔ abufoɔ nti sɛdeɛ ɔresiesie ne ho abɛsɛe biribie na ɛhen na ahodwamfoɔ abufoɔ no wɔ.
You can read the rest, but I just want to stop here. So Jehovah God is encouraging his children in Psalm 27.
Nuti Yehuwa nyankopon e hye ne mankran e wo adwom eti aduonunsom.
What does Jehovah say there? Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Amen.
Whom shall I fear?
Amen.
The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Amen.
Amen. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. In what? One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And to inquire in his temple.
Amen.
For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secrets of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
Amen.
And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me.
Amen.
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 Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord.
Amen.
You can read the rest. You read up to verse 7 for us.
John. Aduonu nson imu baako ekusi ne nson no Awurade ne mehan ne menkwagye hwan na misuro no Awurade ne menkwa ahoden hwan yanim na mehompopo ipabone a ohye mesuo na otane me so wotoa me abesunsuane me a owati watri na ohyehye ase se edom kire meso nsraban a makomare ntu se wotu meso sa Enu mumpo ena me ho to me ade baako ena me sere ewrade enu na me hwehwe ekire kwan se me na a media nyina metena ewrade fie na ma hye ewrade animutie na ma dwene me trim e wo na sori fie na okra me esesin mu wo niade mu wode me hinta ne ntomadan ehuntaye o ma me so gyna obotan so Na afei obema me tri so matamfo a watwa me ho ahia no matamfo a watwa me ho ahia no na wabo me ntomadan mu ayeye afode na mato awrade senkuo dwom amen
amen I said you should read the rest on your own our time is almost up and yet I haven't reached anywhere in the exhortation that I want to put before you the almighty god in the beginning When there was no sin, put fear of man upon every creature on earth.
Onyankopon ewo evitiase no bra na boni bia maaye no, wodi onipa honhun eto ewiase abode nyina so.
Every time Brother Branham conquered, remember that wild bull that charged on him. He said he didn't fear. Just like the original Adam did not fear the lion, didn't fear anything. Can't you see how that when people are deeply in the spirit, animals are tamed? Daniel in the lion's den, because he was fearless, the lion couldn't eat him. Amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because they were fearless, the fire couldn't even burn them.
Mumayen kai say, se onipa erahu humupa ya. Ni hu hu to abode nyina so ebra odi Shadrach Meshach ni Abednego ekoto oja fununu mu no esan se na ehu biara anyone mu ntino eja no entimi anhye won Daniel nso ekoto jata ebonu mu no esanse na honhom no ahye ne manti no jata antimi anye no hwe moma yen kai na ntikase bia na oba ye difo no so no ye difo no se na ehu ba ko ba ko po eni ni mu efise na wa wura honhom mu na wa ye te se onipa ebra na boni bia e maye e wo edi ntro no mu.
Fear is part of sinful nature of man.
Ehu eka onipa boni su no ho.
You can see in the days of Queen Esther, the king has said, if you were not invited and you go, they will kill you. But after she had fasted 3 days, 3 nights, no food, no water, and he said, I'm going before the king. Fearless. As soon as she got before the king, she put on the queenly garment. She went before the king. Fearless, the king had to stretch forth the scepter to her. Now ask me, half of my kingdom I will give you.
Amen. Mumaye kai ohima Esther. Ebrunane Branson se okwo ohine nim. Enhyehye nso ana wo ho no se wo Branson se okwo ohine nim a. Na se wo kwa a eyewuo ena abewuo. Na so ebra Israel mainti no ohima Esther etire kom ebompa ye nansa. Esuo ni aduane nim. Eno na wode ohima ataade ne hye ye no wode akokoduro ekwo ohine nanim se mekwo de besie bia ensi. Na bra ohine ne ehu na eno tene na ba no e de hwe no so. Eno ka kye nse wanyam anim adom. Bisa me de opa bia empo ma hinie mu fa na wode be ma wo.
So anytime you go through any situation in life, pray until fear leaves your heart and faith will replace fear in your heart. Then watch, victory is ahead of you.
Enu ti ebra obekoti bia bia remu ewo wabra bomu no. Bompa ya se ehu bia be firi wakoma mu. Ma jidie aba be se wo mu. Na afa ekokoshia saati bia na hwe emuaya ebe firi mu ade aba.
Fear not, little flock.
Ekuo ketua mamunsuro.
It's your father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Eye moja no eni so se ode ahinie no ebe mamu.
God is anointing the end time bride with the spirit of faith.
Onyankopon esra ayeyebremu ayefrone enwo a wode gidie enwo sra enesra.
And you confidently face any enemy the devil put before you.
Na wode ahotosuo ne akokoduro ehia otamfo biara obonsam
de. Whatever you are going through in life is because God is training you for something in the future. And whatever the degree of training corresponds to the task ahead. The degree of training corresponds to the task ahead of you.
Na dia wo fa mo bia no hunu ne ti ase se onyankopon e de tetew e de wa ma dwumadie bi anase bibi bia e wo wani mu na didi anase entiteye a wode wo fam no ni muduro a etie no etse saa ohaw anase ade biara e wo wanim a wo kwakoshia no.
Joseph was to be prime minister in Egypt, but he didn't know when he was a younger boy, when he was dreaming dreams and everybody was bowing, they hated him without a cause, but God was training him for that job.
Na Joseph ekwa kwaye omansoafo ewo Misraim asase so nanso ne mra ne mofrase no ebra no oso daye ahoro ehu enyoma ahoro wonani so no na onim se eye ehu ntete ana ehu hyehyeye no na onyankopon eda na didi akere no sabrem.
You're the writer of the book of Revelations.
Otrofo a wotro edisem homa no
Revelation of Jesus Christ,
Christo Yesu hu edi ye,
which he gave unto his servants,
a wode ma ne nkoa,
to his servant John,
what the man acquire your honey,
to be made known unto the rest, said, write this,
say,
and send it over to everybody.
Oma obiarehunu na wo show we no suma fanko ma enipa.
He introduced himself as the Alpha and the Omega.
Eno na wo da no ho di editor say ono ni asase ani awiye no.
He said, when I saw him,
I was say Abraham mi hunu no,
I fell down as one dead.
Be she ne na ya se say obi a wo.
From verse 17, chapter 1, verse 17. He said, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I'm the first and I'm the last.
Amen.
I'm he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore.
Amen.
Having the keys of Hades and of death.
Amen.
Fear not. If you know who I am,
Before me, there's nobody. After me, there's nobody. I'm all of it.
Amen.
I'm Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Lily of the Valley, Bright and Morning Star, the root and offspring of David. I am that I am, the living God.
Amen.
Fear not, John.
Amen.
Amen.
You hear this empty bag when you move down soon. Now, me who no know no. We should not necessarily fool. Now, ordinary any fat to me so catch rare me say in stroke. Many or can you fool? Any what you did for no. Ne dear or tiasia no. Now, me wooey. Now, say it's yes, dada. Now, me cry oh woo. Any as some mind no suffer. Amen.
And this is where the prophet he drew attention to the page 64 of the Seven Church Age book, old copies. He said, "Don't you fear, John. I have not come to bring you fear and failure. I have brought to you ability."
Ha, and I watch you and I do not see for nature and I do not see Bribi. Ah, Christo Yesu now walk out to you, Henny, a bra, or das, ah, a D in a train, no, no. Walk out to you and say, you Henny, Mills, rope. Now, mama, Samedi, and Kukuo, and eh.
Don't fear, John.
Your Henny, Mills, rope.
Don't fear, little frog.
You quack it to a mamus.
All that I am, you are heir to. All my power is yours. My omnipotence is yours as I stand in your midst. I am not come to bring fear and failure, but love and courage and ability. All power is given unto me, and they are yours to use. You speak the word, and I will perform it. That is my covenant, and it can never fail. Aren't you glad about that?
Amen.
I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. If it had not been for Jesus, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. I've been singing since the Lord. Shall we stand? Oh, yes, I've been singing since the Lord brought me out. Oh, if it had not been for Jesus, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. We are soldiers.
Yeah,
we are not called, we are not even recruits. We are supposed to be experienced soldiers of the army of the Lord.
We have
been predestinated unto victory. He has chosen you, Brother Ben, unto victory. Let all the demons in hell come. Stand there. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, face them. Don't turn your back on the enemy. I read a quote in Psalm 78, and it really made me feel sad. Ah, Psalm 78, just one verse. I was sure you, Psalm 78. Oh boy. Almighty God was lamenting so much about the children of Israel.
There's
nine. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turn back in the day of battle. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turn back in the day of battle.
Ephraim, mamenin, tedio krafo, bemato fo, odane woneni okondano.
Odane wanchiana wan. Kinis wan. Well, odane wanini na kusiwa. I just say,
Ephraim fa my minyankopon mama makondia hodo na ekonda na druha no ada machi dwan. You should not turn our back on the enemy. If you put on the whole armor of God, there was nothing, no prescription for our back. If you turn your back on the enemy, you'll be shot dead. Stand there, armed in the name of the Lord. Stand your grounds. And God will give you victory.
Remember
the greatest battle ever fought message? The prophet tells the story of how a man had a dream. Every time you meet the devil, poo poo, and then you turn around and run away. Every time he's trying to make progress, poo poo, and you run away. One day the devil is a poo, said, that then upon Sam Muhammad, sir. Who's a poo be?
Amen.
Then the devil stood, the poo poo. Then the devil starts, ah. So because I was turning my back is the reason why I was getting defeated. Now I will face the enemy. I will poo-poo the devil. Tonight, poo-poo the devil while we turn to prayer.
Amen.
Don't turn your back on the enemy.
Amen.
Regardless of, don't weep. Don't let the devil feel happy when you are weeping. Don't weep. Smile because you are on the winning side.
We're
on the winning side in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Put the armies of the devil to flight. Don't turn your back on the enemy. No.
It's
a dishonor to the living God to turn your back on the enemy. Shall we bow down our heads and talk to the master? Say, Lord, fill me with courage, Lord. Fill me with courage, Lord Jesus. Anoint me with fresh oil and fill me with courage. Lord, wherever I go, let me know that you are with me so that I will not fear the enemy. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Fear not, little flock. This has been the greatest thing that I've found among Christian people. Throughout the entire world, it has been a fear. They are always afraid. And when a little sickness strikes, they are afraid. May I wonder sometimes, and now I'm along with you. But now, what I'm trying to do tonight, and in this week, is to try to drive that fear away by God's word.
Amen.
Amen. God is raising up young people that will take this message of the hour and stand their ground like little David and put the armies of hell to flight. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray tonight, come amongst your children and drive away the spirit of fear,
amen,
of cowardice.
Amen.
And Lord, replace that spirit with the spirit of boldness, spirit of love, spirit of courage, so that Lord will be able to stand our grounds against the forces of hell.
Amen.
At such a time as this, then we will be your worthy ambassadors, because your ambassadors are not fearful.
Amen.
But they are courageous. They are bold. They are full of faith. Grant it to us tonight and prepare us for the all night. Let your presence come amongst your children.
Amen.
In the mighty name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God richly bless you, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we sing, stand up for Jesus? Can you shoot that for us? Stand up for Jesus. That's what we want to sing like soldiers. Amen. And sing it like, bam, 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 bam. Amen. Give us the words.
Stand up for Jesus.
Stand up, please. You can sing this song.
Soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner it must not suffer long.
From victory,
unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. Oh, stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey, for to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. Jehovah, men now serve him against unnumbered foes, and strength to strength of foes, and strength of foes. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. When duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be. With the King of glory shall reign eternity. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross.
Hallelujah!
Let his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm inviting Pastor Moses to come and close the service in prayer. From victory unto
victory,
his army shall he
lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is God indeed.
Faith, mighty faith, the stormy and looks to that alone. Love's art impossibility, and Christ it shall be done. And Christ it shall be done, and Christ it shall be done. Love's art impossibility, and Christ it shall. Gracious Lord, you said anything without faith is sin. Be merciful unto us. Where we have failed to mount up faith and to declare the name of the Lord against the enemy, tonight restore our faith unto us. May we be bold like lion, as it is written in your word, that the righteous is bold as lion. Lord, make us courageous and bold people, that you never give a spirit of fear, by the power of sound mind and love, may our faith overshadow our fear. May we doubt our fear. May we overcome every step of fear in our lives. And may we stand so strong to declare to the name of the Lord that the sixth sense is working in us. Lord, be our help tonight. If peradventure we have faltered to mount up courage and mount up faith, Lord, forgive us. We don't mean to go back again, Lord. Henceforth, restore every aspect of faith in our lives so that our enemy will know that we are the children of the Most High God. Lord, you came to declare ability, strength, and power in our midst. Let it be that it will be on till we get into our promised land. Be our help tonight, Lord. Be our help tonight, Lord. Once again, Lord, be our help. As we go in your name. May your name be with us. Even cover us tonight. When you come tonight, remember us. If there is tomorrow, may we wake up in strength and good health. Cover us with thy wings as we go with the traveling mercies until we meet again. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.